Hello and welcome to Heritage Radio Network on Tour. I'm Ethan Frisch, co-host of Why Food here on HRN, and we're recording at the Good Food Mercantile in Brooklyn. I am sitting with Ari Miller, who's the chef, founder, culinary force behind Moosey, a new restaurant in Philly. Ari, thanks for joining us.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
So tell us the story. What is Moosey and how did you come to open it?
So Moosey is a 30-seat BYO restaurant in Penn'sport, Philadelphia. It is serving relationship cuisine. Relationship cuisine is... do you want me to hold this? All right, cool. Relationship cuisine is sort of the expression of the meaningful relationships that I get to have, that the restaurant gets to have, that chefs in general get to have with the people that bring their spices into this country, that make their cheese, that, you know, raise our grain and crops and animals and butcher those animals and malt the grain. And then how we translate that relationship onto the plate to give to our guests and have it be a meaningful experience for them.
In keeping with the theme of Why Food, which is about people who have changed careers, you changed careers to work in food. You had a career in journalism. Tell us about that and tell us about how you made the switch.
So I did start out in journalism. I was a freelance writer. I moved to Israel after I graduated from college. I had been writing in college, and when I got to Israel, I was freelancing, as is the onset of any freelancer career. I wrote for free, exploited well and good for some nice publications, and made my way up to writing features for magazines. I was even translated into Hebrew for some, features for some major Israeli publications. I was writing sort of social politics, that sort of stuff. And it was just, starting to weigh on me pretty heavily. I was actually when the second Iraq War was sort of in its infancy, I was planning a trip to Iraq and just had a little bit of revelation, whatever it is, that I couldn't go out seeking this part of the world, and that this existence wasn't going to be for me. So I transitioned into writing for arts and entertainment. Started writing about opera and all sorts of things like that, and food amongst them. So I spending a year as the food writer for one of the major English language newspapers in Israel. And when the newspaper collapsed as part of, its sort of decrepit moral tude, and as the world economy collapsed, I got laid off. I actually got laid off because the CEO asked me to stop paying my writers, and I told her I wouldn't do that, and I was fired the next day. And I got a month's severance, and I took it to my leisure and found myself in this little deli in Tel Aviv that no longer exists, but it was connected to this restaurant that, is this very well-renowned restaurant called the Basta. And I asked about working in this deli. I wandered in for a bottle of wine and a loaf of bread, and it was like one of those moments where you're just like overwhelmed with sight, sound, smell. All your sensations are just like, firing, like keep me here. And I asked if I could like work for them, and they're like, show up tomorrow. And I did. And eventually their deli got shut down because it was built illegally in their storage closet. Although I still don't understand how their storage closet had a sink, but never mind that. And I remember having a moment where I was getting ready for work, and I was, popped in the bathroom just to like wash my face, and I'm staring at myself in the mirror for a second, and I just thought to myself, this is your career now. Like this is what you're doing, in a way where it was like, this is a good thing, And I just sort of never looked back. I ended up in this small little kitchen that was connected to right off the Carmel Market. I didn't know how to hold a knife at the time, and I would show up in the morning, and they would hand me a wad of cash, send me to the market, and be like, make a menu happen. And I guess sort of that transition from journalism to cooking was first, it was seamless in terms of, you know, it was my friends and I, we all sat at the bar as journalists trying to figure out the fucked up world we live in as journalists. And the cooks were at the table one over. So, you know, that was seamless. And then it's about storytelling. You know, we told stories as journalists and, you know, we tried to tell them truthfully. I think we tried to tell them in a way that was genuine to our background and our voice without tainting the integrity of the ingredients of the story. And I think cooking is the same thing. It's you come at it with your background. You come at it with your unique vision and perspective and the warped way in which you view the world.